This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, opposition members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing the adjournment of the house for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said Parliament is a platform for productive discussion and urged members to cooperate with the chair to run the House smoothly. Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition's behaviour in the House. Mr. Rijiju said the Congress and other opposition members are trying to create unnecessary pandemonium and not allowing new members to put across their views. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, Jagdambika Pal, moved a motion to extend the time for the presentation of the committee's report to the last day of the budget session next year. The House adopted the motion. Earlier, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Ravindra Vasant Rao Chavan, who won the recently held by-polls, took oath as members of Parliament in the Lok Sabha. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha senior leader Hemant Soren took oath as the Chief Minister of the state for the fourth time today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Soren at a function in Morabadi Maidan in Ranchi this afternoon. On this occasion, several INDIA block leaders, including Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, Delhi former Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar were present. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, Senior RJD Leader Tejaswi Yadav and CPIML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharya were also attending the meet function. Chief Minister Hemant Soren will constitute his cabinet after winning a vote of trust on the floor of the assembly. Oath ceremony of ministers will be after the trust vote. President Draupadi Murmu emphasized that India's defense capabilities have captured worldwide attention, driven by a commitment to innovation and self-reliance. The president was delivering a keynote address at the Defense Services Staff College at Wellington in Tamil Nadu. Highlighting India's growing prominence in global defence, she stressed India's reliability as a defence partner, exporting advanced equipment to over 100 countries. She commended the strong presence of women in the armed forces. A mild intensity explosion occurred near the boundary wall of a small park in Prashant Vihar area of the national capital today. Upon receiving the information about the incident, Delhi police, forensic science laboratory team, fire tender and ambulance instantly reached the spot. Delhi police PRO Sanjay Kumar Tyagi said that one individual suffered minor abrasion who was immediately taken to the hospital and was discharged after receiving first aid. He said the cause of the explosion is being ascertained. New Delhi has stated that India and Canada are in touch regarding the state of their bilateral ties, asserting that respect for each other's concerns, territorial integrity and sovereignty are the prerequisites for any stable bilateral relationship. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said India has repeatedly urged the Canadian government to take prompt and effective action against anti-India elements operating from its soil. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility for the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.